May I ask why you were staring at me?
More heat raced up her neck. I was wondering why you weren't married. You must be the most eligible bachelor in the whole district.
Not quite. Sir Horton Fielding, who lives a few miles away, has recently buried his fourth wife. He owns a great deal of land, more than this estate. Plus, he has shares in a diamond mine in Africa. He is the man any woman in the area would want to marry.
He chuckled.
My dirty coal is no match for diamonds.
Four wives dead? I think he is the last man a woman would want to marry, she joked. Harry grinned.
True. I have not married simply because in the past I have not met any woman who has tempted me enough to take such a step.
He sipped his wine and pushed his empty bowl away a little.
But I have changed my mind on that subject recently, and I hope to marry quite soon.
Charlotte jerked back as though ice water had been thrown over her. Her heart plummeted to the soles of her shoes. I see. She didn't. Not once had it been mentioned he had a prospective bride somewhere, and she felt unreasonably hurt that no one had told her. She is a lucky woman indeed.
I hope I am the lucky one.
Of course. Charlotte gulped her wine, and Winslow immediately filled her glass again.
Would you like to know who she is?
I doubt I would know anyone you are associated with. We move in very different circles.
Well, not for much longer, because I'm hoping it will be you.
What? Charlotte's astonishment was paired with Winslow's, who dropped a serving spoon at the same time as they both stared at Harry.
Does the idea disgust you?
Charlotte blinked. Had she heard correctly? Was he joking? I fail to understand your meaning.
I think we will get along rather well, and it would stop McBride in his tracks if we were to marry.
That's not a good enough reason to marry. Her treacherous heart jumped at the thought, but her mind recoiled. To marry Harry, it was absurd. She would only marry for love, not to spite McBride.
Think about it, please. It's bound to have shocked you, and I apologise for my clumsiness. But I think it is a very suitable plan. I like you. You are caring and considerate, intelligent and from a good family. You would be a wonderful asset to this family, and I believe you could be an excellent mistress to this house.
But...
And you would gain security, a permanent home, a husband to provide and care for you and Hannah. As a married woman, McBride is no longer your guardian. He has no hold over you. I would transfer your inheritance into your own name and control, along with Hannah's. You would never have to worry about it again. You would be returned to the status you once held in Wakefield.
Her mind felt like 1,000 butterflies flapped inside it. Her thoughts swirled around madly and not one coherent. He had offered to marry her, like it was a business transaction. It was ridiculous. She felt the sting of tears prickle the back of her eyes. Was that all she was ever to have? A business proposal? Would no one love her? Oh, she knew life wasn't like the book she read. There was no certainty to a happy ever after, but she at least wanted to try and see if it was possible. Her parents were deeply in love throughout their marriage, and her grandparents too. Could she not have that? Bizarrely, Nicholas Adams came into her mind, and she knew without doubt he'd never ask her to marry her in such a calculated way. Charlotte rose from her chair, and Harry instantly stood to pull it out for her. "Excuse me, please. I think I'll retire."
"Charlotte, Miss Brooks, forgive me. Stay and dine, please."
She shook her head, not trusting herself to speak as she saw the suffering in his eyes that he'd upset her.